In order to effectively make your sales quota, you have to implement systems to track your efforts and track your results. Tracking progress is critical. Usually that involves managing your pipeline of opportunities. In any direct sales organization, there is a limit to the number of opportunities that a salesperson can work effectively at any one time. And the way that we tell whether or not we're being effective in managing those sales opportunities is by tracking our pipeline. Typically, in the pipeline, we talk about who the prospect is, what the potential deal is, when we had our last contact with them, the history of all of the contacts we've had, when we plan to follow up with them, who the salesperson of record is on the account, the probability of a close, what else they've purchased from you over time, and anything else that's really valuable to managing that sales process. In the process of tracking your pipeline, it allows you to build your list. A prospect can be a prospect for you and your marketing partners for a very long time. Your list can be worth a tremendous amount of money. If you are doing internet sales, then the more the merrier. The more people that you have in your pipeline, the better it is for you because the cost of pursuing a prospect is zero. All of the cost is spent in the marketing systems and in the automated sales systems. But if you are doing direct sales, face-to-face, over the phone, online chat, you are consuming labor, you are consuming time, you're consuming precious company resources with every contact with your prospect, and it costs you money, and sometimes a lot of money, to pursue a sale. I remember earlier in my career when I was a salesperson, when I was a member of a sales team, we figured out that it cost us $50,000 to pursue every prospect. It was a long sales cycle, a complex sales cycle. There were trips on airplanes and hotel and car expenses involved, and it cost us $50,000 to pursue every single opportunity that we were pursuing. I hope your company is a lot less, but the principle is that if you're doing direct sales, face-to-face sales, over-the-phone sales, if you're consuming time to pursue a prospect, then it's costing you money to pursue that prospect. And a large pipeline may not be as good as a smaller pipeline that's extremely well qualified and extremely well managed. You have to qualify your prospects quickly to avoid wasting a lot of time and money and to lower your customer acquisition costs. So when you're implementing systems to track your efforts and results, there's two types of things I want you to track. I want you to track your activity in your pipeline, and I want you to track your success. When we're talking about tracking activity, we're talking about the number of calls that you're making, the number of face-to-face meetings that you're having, the number of emails that you are sending out, the number of times that you reach out to your marketplace to find a prospect or to connect with that prospect and communicate with that prospect and bring them through the sales funnel. So we want you to track activity because if you're not getting the results that you need, it may be because you're not doing the activity that you need to have. That's a very common problem with salespeople. When a salesperson is making quota, you as a sales manager just want to make sure that you're enabling their continued success. You want to buy them pizza and beer. You want to pat them on the back and tell them what a great job they're doing and see if there's anything that you can do to help make their life easier. When somebody's not making quota, you as a sales manager may want to step in and help them close deals. You may actually want to go to meetings with them and coach them on their closing techniques and their questioning techniques. When their pipeline isn't strong, you as a sales manager need to be able to track and monitor their activity, because their pipeline may not be strong because they're just not doing the work. They're not making the calls, they're not attending the meetings, they're not sending out the lead generation campaigns or activities so that they're not building an appropriate pipeline. And that's why it's essential for you to track sales activities. And we also want you to track your sales success. Tracking your sales success starts with measuring the probability of closing a particular deal, which is critical for financial management. I know as a CEO and as a financial manager, I want to know what the strength of your pipeline is and what you consider to be the probability of closing the deals in your pipeline so that I can have some sort of idea about what the expected value of the pipeline is so that I can do some cash flow forecasting. So your financial management folks will absolutely want you to track your success and track your probability of success. It's also critical for commission handling. So when you close a deal, you have to be able to communicate that with your financial department and with your sales management so that you get properly credited for commission payments on that deal. And finally, tracking success is critical for understanding who your customer base is. I know I, as a manager and an analyst, want to know as much as possible about the deals that you're closing and the nature of your customer base, so that I can fine-tune my marketing messages over time, because I know a lot more about who is actually buying the products and services and who are really my most profitable and ideal clients. So that's the principle. Implement systems to track your efforts, to track your progress, and to track your results.